This morning, America's First News starts right after this.
Pure opportunity. It's what Michigan is all about. The opportunity to do more. The opportunity for all businesses to reach their full potential. Visit michiganbusiness.org/radio to discover all the ways the MEDC is helping Michigan thrive.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This morning, with your host, Gordon Deal.
Israel responds. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Nicole Murray. On this Friday, April 19th, glad you could join us. Here's what we have for you this hour.
Israel retaliated against Iran earlier today, trying not to cause significant damage. Oil prices rose at first, then fell back.
Thanks to help from Democrats, House Republicans have scheduled a weekend vote on bills that would fund Ukraine and Israel.
Police broke up an encampment of pro-Palestinian demonstrators at Columbia University. More than 100 were arrested.
And a day in the life of a Walmart manager who earns $240,000 a year.
She said she walks about 20,000 steps a day, you know, 5 days a week, right? For however many years. So yeah, I mean, it's really hands-on. It was really eye-opening for me. I've been covering Walmart for almost a decade. This was probably the most in-depth look I've ever gotten at how a store actually works.
Sarah Nassauer at the Wall Street Journal on Walmart leaning on its 4,700 managers to change how its stores are run. Decades of shadow war may be fully in view between Israel and Iran. Israel launched a retaliatory attack on Iranian soil earlier today, a response to an attack by Iran last weekend. Iranian media reported explosions, but an Iranian official told Reuters those were caused by air defense systems. State media said three drones over the central city of Isfahan had been shot down. The Wall Street Journal says it appears to be a limited strike aimed at avoiding an escalatory cycle that could push the countries closer toward war. Former Pentagon official Mick Mulroy is an analyst for ABC News.
We are seeing a regional conflict. So everything that the U.S. was concerned about has happened. That said, I don't want to be hyperbolic and start talking about World War III.
The city of Isfahan is where Iran has nuclear facilities and a drone factory. Air defense systems were activated in provinces across the country. A state-run news agency says its reporters had not seen any large-scale damage and that no incidents were reported at Iran's nuclear facilities. To Washington now, measures that would provide tens of billions of dollars in aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan are closer to passage. Democrats yesterday helped GOP leaders advance the legislation. After about 9 hours of recess, the House Rules Committee reconvened late last night and moved House Speaker Mike Johnson's foreign aid bills on a 9-3 vote, thanks to the votes of all four Democrats who sit on the committee. Ohio Republican Mike Turner on Fox News.
We are at a critical point right now in our nation as we try to finish the legislative work of this year. Getting this national security package out is incredibly important. The speaker should be commended for doing so.
The conservative Republican hardliners on the committee all voted against the rule because border security was not included with foreign aid. However, the speaker is putting what he said is an aggressive border bill to a vote this morning. The House is expected to vote on final passage of the $96 billion foreign aid package this weekend, a total of three bills. In the aftermath of Iran's April 13 attack against Israel and now Israel's response earlier today, at least one question remains. What will the U.S. and its allies do about Iran going forward? Here's Rick Newman, senior columnist at Yahoo Finance. Rick, first we have new sanctions.
Right. There are some new sanctions, both from Europe and from the United States. These are pretty minor, to be honest. And I think importantly, these sanctions do not do anything to address Iran's oil revenue or its ability to sell oil. And that's the main thing financial markets are looking for here. Is there going to be any change in Iran's ability to supply oil to the global market now? Most of Iran's oil goes to Asia. China is its biggest customer. But because oil is a global market, I mean, any more oil that goes on or off the global market affects global supply and therefore affects global price. So even if something were to change with the amount of oil that Iran sells to China, that if that went down, that would push prices up because China would have to buy oil from someplace else. So it looks like these sanctions from both the United States and Europe are targeting things such as the drone infrastructure that Iran uses in an effort to get to its ability to manufacture more of those drones it used to attack. So the important thing for financial markets here is nobody's going after Iranian oil.
Yeah. Okay. And so that's critical, obviously, in an election year, because, as you say, there are political threats of energy costs here.
Absolutely. I think President Biden learned in 2022 and 2023 that the price of a gallon of gasoline is crucially important to his political future. Of course, that's when gas prices hit $5 per gallon. And inflation overall was going up to a peak of about 9% in 2022. Biden's approval rating went down in direct proportion to gas prices and inflation going up. And gas prices, of course, have come down, but Biden's approval rating has not improved. I mean, it has barely ticked up from its low point. And I think it's very clear. I mean, if you look behind the scenes what Biden's doing, he is doing everything he can to keep every possible drop of oil on the market, including the global market, and that is certainly not going to change until Election Day.
We're speaking with Rick Newman, senior columnist at Yahoo Finance. His piece is called Biden's Twin Adversaries, Iran and Gas Prices. So pull back here for just a second more broadly, because you said in your story, for the next 6 months, energy prices seem more likely to rise than fall. Walk us through that.
Global oil supplies are tight, and they have been tight. I mean, they were tight before Russia invaded Ukraine. We already saw oil prices ticking up, and then, of course, when Russia did invade Ukraine in 2022, that's when we saw oil prices shoot from around $70 a barrel all the way up to $120. Oil supplies are going to remain pretty tight. One mitigating factor that people may not know is we now have record oil production here in the United States, but marginal changes can push oil prices up quickly. And now that we've got all this, I mean, you know, we're on the verge of a major war in the Middle East. I mean, we've never had shots fired overtly between Iran and Israel as we have now. It's a guarantee that every world leader who can talk to Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is saying, don't do anything that endangers global financial markets or global energy markets. Find another way, and we'll see if that's what Israel actually does. But there is just a number of reasons here why global energy markets are probably going to remain tight.
Thanks, Rick. Rick Newman, senior columnist at Yahoo Finance. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now. That's Dell.com/welcome to now. Thanks for joining us. Welcome into Friday. The judge overseeing the hush money trial of Donald Trump says the court is on track to begin opening statements as soon as Monday. 12 New Yorkers have been selected to serve as jurors, filling out the panel on the third day of proceedings yesterday. The 12 include 7 men and 5 women, chosen from a pool of dozens of potential jurors who submitted to questioning about their personal lives and political views. Trump says he's suffering physically.
It's a shame. And I'm sitting here for days now, from morning till night, in that freezing room, freezing. Everybody was freezing in there. And all for this.
Added to the jury box yesterday, an investment banker, a physical therapist, and a retired wealth manager. While typically juror names are public, in some cases, they remain anonymous for their own protection. That was the case in Trump's recent defamation trial, too. The selection process will continue today to identify the 6 alternate jurors. This portion of the program is brought to you by Prize Picks. Mike, it's time to talk again about the easy and exciting way to make watching sports more fun.
Yep, that's Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, now with over 3 million active members. I'm one of them and can log into the app anytime to make my picks and submit my entry in less than 60 seconds.
And Prize Picks, it's just you against the numbers. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stats and watch the winnings roll in. And with the basketball and hockey playoffs around the corner, it's the perfect time to get in on the action.
That's right. And after hitting on one of my 3 baseball picks yesterday, I think I'll jump over to playoff basketball today. Thinking DeMar DeRozan more than 26 points, Bam Adebayo less than 12 rebounds, and maybe Tyler Hero more than 7 assists.
Went up to 100 times your money. With as few as 4 correct picks, you can turn $10 into $1,000.
Just download the Prize Picks app today and use the code DEAL for a first deposit match of up to $100.
Download the Prize Picks app and use code DEAL for a first deposit match up to $100. That's code DEAL on Prize Picks for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy. 20 minutes now after the hour on This Morning. Here's Nicole Murray.
And now, the 3 big things you need to know. Number 1.
Israel launched a retaliatory attack on Iran this morning in response to a 300-missile strike over the weekend. Former Homeland Security official Elizabeth Newman on ABC.
History teaches us that small little miscommunications, small tit-for-tats can result in world war. That's what World War I was.
Reuters reports a senior Iranian official said the country has no plan to retaliate immediately.
Number 2.
Democrats have assisted Republicans by advancing House Speaker Mike Johnson's 3 bills that would provide billions in financial aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. California Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi.
The Republicans should help Johnson. He's given them everything they want. Why won't the Republicans take yes for an answer? You don't want to vote for this? Don't vote for it. We split it all up. I think what he did was very important.
The House is expected to hold a final vote on the foreign aid package this weekend.
Number 3.
The FAA is investigating after 2 planes nearly collided at Reagan National Airport in Arlington, Virginia. Here is how the scary moment sounded on liveatc.net.
Stop! Stop! We're 2937. Stop!
We stopped. We were cleared to cross runway 4.
No one was hurt and airport operations were not significantly affected. A Maryland teenager has been arrested and charged for threatening violence after investigators uncovered evidence that he was planning to carry out a mass school shooting at a Montgomery County school. Police said 18-year-old Alex Yee wrote a 129-page memoir that describes the violent act occurring at both a high school and an elementary school. In honor of Barbie's 65th anniversary, Heinz and Mattel have partnered for a limited edition pink vegan mayo with barbecue sauce. It is being called Barbecue Sauce, and it is expected to be available worldwide soon.
Worldwide?
Worldwide.
Good deal.
Okay, let's say like a batch of chicken fingers, a burger smothered in pink sauce. Would you still be like,
No, I'm good. Pink vegan mayo with barbecue sauce, I'm in.
Dive head first.
Chips, I'd dip anything in that for sure. Absolutely. Thanks, Nicole.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thanks for joining us. Since the start of this year, higher-than-expected inflation data triggered caution from top Federal Reserve officials. Jessica Dickler, reporter at CNBC, says the Fed is determined not to reduce interest rates too soon, a mistake the central bank has made in the past. Jessica, explain.
There have been a lot of expectations and talk about when the Fed is going to lower its benchmark rate. We've talked in the past about that period when the Fed was raising rates pretty significantly to get inflation under control. And a lot of experts thought that starting in 2024, we were going to see multiple rate cuts before the end of the year. That's starting to seem a little less likely now, because of some of the inflation data that's come in more recently, showing that inflation is pretty stubbornly sticking around. And that's likely going to keep the Fed on the sidelines for now.
So I guess expectations have been dampened a little bit. Is there any talk, I guess, of a rate hike? I mean, if we still continue to see the data that's been coming out?
That's not likely. I mean, Chairman Jerome Powell has been trying to be very clear with what kind of the central bank's next moves will be. And it's likely now that they're going to probably ease policy, but hold off. That means sort of just maintaining the current benchmark rate. He said a couple of times that the economy is doing well, you know, the unemployment rate is low, and the Fed can take a more measured approach when it comes to cutting. So that likely means we're going to see them hold steady for now, definitely at the June meeting. We'll see what happens in July. But those rate cuts probably won't be here until later in the fall.
Okay. We're speaking with Jessica Tickler, personal finance reporter at CNBC. She's written a story that's called "The Fed is Determined Not to Reduce Interest Rates Too Soon." So in the story, there was a reference that the Fed has made this mistake a couple of times. Revisit that history, if you would.
Okay, so that's really what's shadowing everything that's going on right now. I spoke with a Fed historian who kind of helped put this in context a little bit. Basically, what he said is that the risk of allowing inflation to persist really outweighs the risks of, you know, keeping rates high. Like, for example, in the 60s and 70s, we saw this period of very high inflation, and the Fed at the time kind of backed off too soon. They backed off of higher rates prematurely, and that let inflation become so entrenched. The inflation problem wasn't solved. And then the Fed had to get very aggressive in the early 80s. Then Fed Chair Paul Volcker kind of stepped in and hiked rates so significantly to get inflation under control. That was like pretty shocking for the economy. It basically brought the economy to its knees in the 80s. He was ultimately able to break inflation, but he had to raise the Fed's benchmark rate to over 22% in 1981. I mean, that's pretty shocking considering right now we're looking at about 5.5%. So just to put it in context, the Fed, what happened in the 70s and 80s was something that is clearly weighing on Powell now. The Fed does not want a repeat of what happened earlier. And that wasn't even that long ago.
All right, Jessica. Thanks, Jessica Tickler, reporter at CNBC. 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Make this the year you kick a bad habit. Ever tried and failed? Yeah, me too. Here's a new strategy. Try Fume. It's not about giving up. It's about switching up. Fume takes your habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Fume is an innovative, award-winning flavored air device. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. I have one. It's really cool. Fume is a habit you're free to enjoy and makes replacing your nasty habit easy. Your Fume comes with an adjustable airflow dial and is designed with movable parts and magnets for fidgeting, helpful for de-stressing. Visit tryfume.com/morning. That's F-U-M, Fume. Try the Journey Pack at tryfume.com/morning. Fume is giving listeners 10% off when they use my code morning to start the good habit. tryfume.com/morning. Plus, Fume's just released a magnetic stand for your Fume, so there's no more losing it around the house. It's built with fidgeting in mind. You can spin your Fume around on it. tryfume.com/morning. Thanks for spending time with us. Welcome into Friday, April 19. Gordon Deal with Nicole Murray. Some of our top stories and headlines. Israel launches a narrow strike against Iran. A House committee advanced bills to provide funding to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan with a vote this weekend. A jury is seated in Trump's hush money trial. They just need the six alternates. Yaromir Yager passed Gordie Howe to become the oldest player taking regular shifts in pro hockey. He had a goal last night with his team in the Czech Republic at age 52. Taylor Swift's newest album is out today, and the college football walk-on who got a scholarship from Eagles great Jason Kelce. That story in about 20 minutes. This portion of the program is brought to you by Grainger. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers professional-grade supplies and solutions made for every industry and backed by product experts. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Walmart is changing how its stores are run by leaning on managers to use staff to fulfill online orders and technology to automate some work. Plus, there are the classic retail responsibilities of managing hundreds of employees, keeping shelves stocked and customers happy, all while increasing sales and profits. Think you're up for the job of managing a Walmart and making big bucks? Here's Sarah Nassauer, retail reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Sarah, what's up here?
You know, Walmart is in a phase where the market for rank and file sort of hourly workers has cooled a little bit, the labor market. But it's still really hard to find a store manager to run a big box store and to run a Walmart. They're massive operations. You know, it's massively complex. So I was lucky enough to spend the day with Nicole Hart, who's a store manager in Bellmead, Texas, which is just north of Waco. And she walked me through her day.
When you say walk, that is, I guess, almost an understatement. You said she can go 8 to 10 miles a day just patrolling the aisles in this store.
Yeah, she said she walks about 20,000 steps a day, you know, 5 days a week, right, for however many years. So, yeah, I mean, it's really hands-on. It was really eye-opening for me. I've been covering Walmart for almost a decade. This was probably the most in-depth look I've ever gotten at how a store actually works. And, you know, she herself started at that same store when she was 19 as a part-time worker. And her job at the time was to cook live lobsters in the deli.
Wow.
Walmart doesn't have live lobsters anymore, but at 19, that was her first part-time gig. And she told me, you know, at the time, she had two kids at the time. She was just out of high school.
Jeez.
And that she wanted something stable, but she, you know, that wasn't her favorite job. She didn't say that was what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. But once she started the job, she sort of realized, well, this is a big store. This is a big operation. I can get promoted. I can do other things.
After cooking the live lobsters, kind of explain her climb to being manager now.
She was she managed different sections, the photo lab, back when that was a thing as well, apparel. Then in Walmart world, you sort of become an assistant manager. There's different names for these roles now. And then she became a store manager in 2018. And then she went back to the Bellmead store that she runs now in 2021. And, you know, her day starts at 7 a.m. most days. And she is basically, you know, walking around the store, doing tours with first her night manager, then her day manager, walking down every single aisle looking at, what I realize is, man, do shoppers leave a lot of stuff in aisles that is not supposed to be there? Because one of the things they do is just collect it all and clean up the aisles and check for out of stocks. Then her boss is coming in every few weeks and they're walking the store and she's managing people the whole time. You know, her ability to multitask was really something to behold because she was talking to me. I was there and our photographer. Plus, people are coming up to her with questions, her employees, her walkie-talkies going off, the Walmart app on her phone. She was doing that all at once.
Jeez. We're speaking with Sarah Nassauer, retail reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Her story is called A Day in the Life of a Walmart Manager Who Makes $240,000 a Year. So on top of that kind of busy summary you just gave, I mean, there's delivery trucks coming pretty much all day.
Yeah, she's also managing inventory, right? So, you know, a Walmart store is a massive business, really. Her store and a lot of supercenters have over $100 million of annual revenue, about 300 employees. And so a lot of what she's doing is managing the flow of goods into the store, managing her labor pool, making sure it's efficient, right? That she's making it's profitable, making sure they're pushing sales. She's also kind of making decisions with some of her direct reports, you know, the sort of mid managers in the store, about what to feature in the store. You know, like, should we put one of the things that they talked about the day I was there was near one of the entrances, there was a bunch of cold and flu medicine. Winter was ending. They needed to switch it to something. Should they switch it to summer toys or to allergy medicine? And they were talking about summer toys will look better. It'll be seasonal, but allergy medicine is higher margin. I think we should maybe do that. Then her boss came in and said, let's do seasonal toys. That looks better. They're making these choices all the time while they're unloading trucks, while they're checking inventory, while they're checking customer satisfaction scores.
Thanks, Sarah. Sarah Nassauer, retail reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Hey, it's Gordon Deal. And if you're tired of having the same thing over and over again every meal, do what I did and try Factor. Factor brings you chef-crafted gourmet meals ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from over 35 weekly menu options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Factor's ready-to-eat meals mean no prep and no mess, using the most premium ingredients like truffle butter and filet mignon. Customize your plans to fit your life. Pause or adjust deliveries anytime. And for April, you can celebrate Earth Day all month long. Just look for the badge to find your favorite low-carbon footprint meals. Head to factormeals.com/deal50 and use code DEAL50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code DEAL50 at factormeals.com/deal50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Factormeals.com/deal50 and use code DEAL50.
Today's mic drop is brought to you by Dell. For your small business needs, call a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Thanks for spending time with us. Welcome into Friday. It is time now for the mic drop with this morning's Mike Gavin.
Good morning. Well, with so much of our lives online these days, it's all too easy to get your personal and professional lives tangled up, and that can sometimes lead to disaster. Take the case of this California college student who's reduced to tears after realizing that 4 job applications she sent out had an unwanted attachment, a picture of singer Miley Cyrus. According to the New York Post, Claire Schmidt said she'd been looking for postgraduate gigs ahead of finishing her studies at Chapman University later this year. While she was taking a break from applying, she spotted on social media an old picture of Miley Cyrus in overalls next to a horse. Claire intended to file the picture away in a folder so that she could use it in future texts of friends, but instead dropped it into the tab she was using for her resume without noticing, and it ended up right next to her academic credentials. It wasn't until after she submitted the 4 applications that the realization hit her, like a wrecking ball, that Miley's pick was on her resume and there was no way for her to change it. So far, Claire hasn't heard back from any of the companies she applied to with the picture, but the good news is that some companies that heard her story have said they would still hire her in a second.
But those aren't companies that she necessarily applied to.
No, because I think she was applying to like childcare positions, I think is what she was looking for, and these are just kind of companies from all over the place.
Okay. Childcare?
Yeah.
With this application mistake?
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah, you don't think so?
Digital marketing?
Right.
Software editing?
Yeah.
Problem.
Social media manager, that kind of thing? Yeah. I agree. You're probably right about that.
By the way, you said she was reduced to tears.
Yes.
To me, that's like a uniquely female approach to these types of stories.
Right.
Like you wouldn't have said a male graduate student was reduced to tears. Like, it's just, you know, women are just more emotional. That's like a uniquely female approach to
this story.
You can
almost picture it in your mind when she realizes this and all of a sudden she kind of starts to melt down.
Yes.
The look on her face, the tears slowly rolling down her cheek. You can almost see that happen.
2 hands to her face, covering her face. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Guy would be like, dude.
Oh, man.
Bro.
I mean, I'm gonna run out and go visit these places physically and let them know about the mistake I made.
Yeah. And because it's Friday, here's a weekend goal for you to aspire to. A 69-year-old retiree visited 120 pubs to order drinks in 24 hours, breaking a Guinness World Record. David Clarkson, who was born in Britain but has lived in Australia for over 40 years, started his attempt with a drink at a hotel in Sydney and then walked to 119 more establishments over the course of the following 24 hours, ordering a drink at each stop. David took the record from 2 other Australians, lightweights obviously, who only managed to stop at 99 pubs in one day. And now you have to order a drink for this record, which seems daunting. I guess you don't have to drink all those drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And then what do you do with the drink that you order? And you take like one sip and then you walk out, I guess?
It's like a tasting.
Yeah. I guess so.
But that's 5 pubs per hour. So 12 minutes per pub.
Oh, it's a little more, I guess, than it seems on the surface.
But I mean, but you're right. I mean, if it's a Friday, Saturday night and it's crowded, and you're waiting 20 minutes for a drink, I mean, that's, it really hurts the average.
You have to have someone come with you to like clear some space for you, right? Kind of shove people out of the way so you can get it done.
You need an app to pre-order the drinks or something.
Yeah. Time's a wasting.
Thank you, Mike. As a business owner, you have necessary expenses, but some quick math might reveal that you're spending on items that are narrowing your profit margin. Get a smarter business plan with NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system. You have access to accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR all in one platform. With NetSuite, everything can be accessed in the cloud from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems, and you improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how your company can benefit from NetSuite. Visit netsuite.com/Gordon. NetSuite has proven ways to cut costs and boost performance. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. netsuite.com/Gordon. That's netsuite.com/Gordon. Make sure to check out a podcast of today's program if you've missed anything, available every day on the This Morning with Gordon Deal app, plus wherever you get your podcasts. Carmakers tailor vehicles based on height averages, right? The more our height deviates, though, from those averages, the greater the number of issues we encounter. MarketWatch put together features that shorter people need and will love. One, excellent visibility, like a heads-up display to keep everything in the eye's view. Number two, easier to enter and exit, like low step-in and a large door opening. Number three, tilt and telescoping steering wheels. There should be at least 10 inches from the driver's breastbone and the airbag. Number four, power adjustable pedals, even though that is a hard-to-find feature. But you can purchase aftermarket pedal extenders. Number five, steering wheel system controls. Number six, power rear liftgate or trunk lid, so you don't need a step stool. Number seven, vehicle lowering. Many vehicles with automatic air suspension offer a feature for lowering and raising the car by 1 or more inches for easier access. 8 minutes in front of the hour on This Morning. Once again, here's Nicole Murray.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
A 12-person jury has been selected for Donald Trump's New York hush money criminal trial. The former president after his day in court.
The whole world is watching this hoax. You got a DA that's out of control. You have a judge that's highly conflicted.
Selection for six alternate jurors will continue today. The trial is set to kick off next week, with opening arguments as soon as Monday.
Number two.
The U.S. has slapped new sanctions on 16 people and two entities associated with Iran's drone program as it looks to punish Tehran for last weekend's attack on Israel. National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby.
These are specifically targeted at their drone capability, and we'll keep the option open for any more that we need.
Meanwhile, the White House held a virtual meeting with Israel where U.S. officials said they would not approve an invasion of Rafah if the country did not take the civilian population into account.
Number three.
Police have arrested more than 100 pro-Palestinian protesters on Columbia University's campus after they set up encampments to protest Israel's war in Gaza. New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
Columbia University's students have a proud history of protests and raising their voices. Students have a right to free speech, but do not have a right to violate university policies and disrupt learning on campus.
The university issued a statement saying all students who participated are being suspended. Federal data shows heat-related emergency room visits increased in 2023 compared to previous years. The CDC attributes the spike to record-high temperatures. There were roughly 119,000 ER visits last year. 92% of them occurred between May and September. A new bill is being considered in California that would ban no pet policies in rentals and prohibit landlords from charging additional fees for furry companions. The bill next heads to the assembly for a floor vote.
Let the pets in. Is that what we're doing here?
Yeah, I feel like I've seen kids do way worse damage than pets.
Is that like in a rental?
Yeah, like crayons coloring on the wall. I've seen someone shoot a BB gun and put a hole in a window.
Okay. In that case, let the dogs in.
Yeah, woof woof.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now. That's Dell.com/welcome to now. Thanks for being with us. Retired Philadelphia Eagles great Jason Kelce is giving back to college students who are in a position similar to one he knows quite well. Kelce visited his alma mater, the University of Cincinnati, to attend a key moment in a walk-on college football player's life. Student athlete Ben Blevins received the inaugural Walk-On's Sports Bistro Scholarship, one of 13 to be given to walk-on college athletes. Fox News says Blevins was hand-selected by Jason as the first recipient of 13 to help commemorate his own 13-year NFL playing career. He got a check for $10,000. Kelsey himself was a walk-on for the University of Cincinnati football team at the start of his college career and decided to pay it forward to others in this position. In a press release, Kelsey said he chose Blevins for his, quote, full walk-on spirit as he transitioned from being an offensive player to a defensive one. Blevins, by the way, was also chosen to receive the Iron Bearcat Award for demonstrating exceptional adaptability and leadership in his criminal justice studies. That'll do it for this hour. For Nicole Murray and Mike Gavin, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News.
What does the future of mobility in Michigan sound like? It's the sound of new EV charging stations at our state parks. Discover all the ways MEDC is driving next-gen mobility in Michigan at michiganbusiness.org/radio.